You know, something really messed with my head when, you know, it really messed with me when I saw that Africa was welcoming the United States money for better business relations or something. I don't know what the money was for, but I think that it was a great disservice to Black Americans and a slap in the face to us to make us accept the fact that our ancestors came from Africa, therefore we're African. I'm not African, and I'll never say African American again, because I always had a problem with that term. I never fully accepted being African American because I'd never been on African soil. I don't remember any of my African family, you know, that my ancestors knew coming over here fighting for us, demanding justice for us. I don't remember anybody doing that. But you want us to sit here and call you brother and sister and accept you and call ourselves African when we've never set foot on that fucking soil. You have the audacity to tell us to stop talking about what we endure here in this fucking country. You people have no idea what we deal with. You come here from a totally different perspective and aspect of this shit. I'm a descendant of chattel slaves, for God's sake. And you tell me that I should know how to feel, or you tell me how I should be feeling or what I should be thinking about? You sit down and write my story for me and you tell me to narrate that? Africa sold its soul. The first time I heard that was on a Twitter space, and I cannot remember who said that. But Africa sold its soul. It's the truth. And this is what we have. There's no peace over there. There's no better life over there in Africa. They want you to think that shit so they can get you over there and you can disappear and nobody knows where the fuck you are. And they can't do shit about it. Your family can't do shit about it. You go to another country as a Black person, understand, trust, and believe and know that you are putting yourself in harm's way. You're putting yourself in a situation where you could be compromised and you will have absolutely no fucking power. Just know that when you step off of this soil, you're opening yourself up to all kinds of shit. But that reality is not being sold to sold to us. We're being told it's okay to go over to other countries. Come on over here to Africa. Do business with us. We love Americans over here. Some of you just might, but I'm not convinced. I'm not fucking convinced because I don't see anybody from Africa coming over here helping us do shit. You just take and you tell us how to feel. You tell us how to act. Not all of you, but you know what I'm saying. On a larger scale, we are being cut off and not listened to by the majority of Africans that come to this country. So I have a right to say what I'm saying. I think that Black people need to stop living in an illusion. I think that they need to stop telling us how to feel and what to do. And I think they need to answer to us when we ask them, why are you over here in the United States? If it's so good over there, if we are doing such a bad job and not talking about racism, why the fuck are you over here? Why aren't you over there fighting for your people and your land and your country and your continent? Why are you over here telling us what we should be doing? You can't keep your shit straight over there. What the fuck makes you think I should listen to anything you have to say? Your family fled your country. Why should I listen to what you have to say? We're a fucking mess. All of us Black folks. We're a mess. Nobody should be pointing the finger at anybody telling anybody anything. I'm sick of listening to these fucking shows. And I turn it off when I start hearing an African talk about what Black Americans should be doing. I turn that shit off. I don't even listen to it. But to see this big Black African over here in the United States telling us how the fuck we should feel, I get sick listening to that. Watching that. Here, your big Black ass fled your country and you telling me how the fuck I should feel? The fuck out of here with that shit. Take your ass on somewhere. I'm here in the country that my ancestors built. Why the fuck are you here again? Your ancestors have been on the continent you fled for God knows how fucking long. My ancestors were only here for, you know, after generation, a few hundred years. But y'all got us beat. But you leaving? Excuse me? And you come over here and tell me, huh? What? It's crazy. It's crazy. The one thing I will never understand about any African is that how can you justify leaving where you're at and going somewhere else and telling Black people how they should feel? I will never understand that shit. So you fled your homeland. Fine. Make your new life and mind your fucking business. Or help us. One of the two. If we let you help us. I'm not asking for your help. I don't need your help in shit. But how? How do I even have the desire to want to go to a country where people flee on a daily basis and don't even fucking want to be there? Why do I want to take my ass over there and do anything? I need you to show me why. And money is not a good reason for me to bring my Black ass over there. Because y'all struggling just like we struggling over here. I'm not putting myself in harm's way for somebody to do whatever they want to me. I'm good right here. Right the fuck here. I'm not going to go somewhere and be miserable and struggle somewhere else and get some roots and... No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to stay right the fuck here. Ain't nothing no better over there than what's over here. The same fucking programs, the same shit. Y'all got that same shit over there. I got it over here. Ain't nothing special over there. It's just a lot of y'all that got some money in your hands and you want to peddle that to other black folks so you can get more money. I peeped that game a long fucking time ago. So you get yours and I'm going to get mine right the fuck where I'm at. Africa, Africans. And it's not even, it wasn't the original name for Africa, is not even Africa. Let's have that discussion. And Nigeria was named Nigeria 80 years ago by some white woman? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how there are swimming pools that your black children, your African children can't even go to because it's a whites-only swimming pool. Let's talk about that shit. There's a lot of people out here running their fucking mouths. And they don't know shit about shit. And it's crazy. I feel sorry for y'all out here. Having to flee your country. And you come here and have the audacity to take our movie roles. You take our jobs. With your heads held high. So proud of yourselves. But know you fucking up. But like I said, like somebody said, I'm not taking credit for this, but somebody said in a Twitter space I was in that Africa sold its soul. Y'all sold your fucking souls. And this is the result of it. When you sold my ancestors off, that's when hell began for y'all. And that's why y'all roaming the earth trying to find somewhere to lay your head in peace. While sitting up talking shit about black Americans where we sit and we stay and we fight. We don't come over there to Africa telling y'all and begging y'all and asking y'all for help and telling y'all how to do shit over there. We don't fuck with y'all. We got enough on our plate. Your ancestors left our ancestors over here to fucking die. They didn't think we were going to make it. But we were the best of the best. Our ancestors were the best of the best. And y'all running around trying to find shelter. Somewhere to lay your fucking head. And have some peace. And when you think you found it, you get your chest poked out. And you think you can sit and talk to us any old kind of way. In the country that we fucking built. Where's the shit you built at? Oh, you ran off from it? Oh, okay. And you over here telling me about how the fuck I should feel? Okay. Make that make sense.